Welcome to episode 29 of the Deep Conversations Podcast. I am your host, Terrence Murdoch. I appreciate all y'all for listening, man. Without further ado, let's get into it now. I just love being quiet, man. It's just it's a good habit. Maybe it's an unhealthy habit to get me started into this YouTube shit, but I know when and when not to do shit. Like, for example, oh man, it's been 3+ months since you've been recording a video. You haven't recorded a video in 3 months. You've been ghost. You just been work. No, I've been working on my other channel. Literally, I stopped doing my other channel. It was 1 month I was preparing to get prepared for my other channel, and I've been posting videos ever since on my second channel. Y'all don't even know that because, like I said, I'm behind the scenes with my shit. I don't want to be in the public while I'm grinding because I know the instances of you'll start, stop, readjust, go to another niche, try it, start, stop. So I don't need no people just watching me and shit like that. I don't like that. The first time, my first channel, I learned from example, from experience, that I don't fuck with that, bro. Like, I don't want people watching me and shit. I'm just not that type of person. Like, I'm a private motherfucker. I like to be low-key. You know what I'm saying? I like to be looked at. I don't want to be a public figure. I don't. Like I said, when I do the YouTube shit, I only want to make about 90,000. That's it. That's just without sponsors and shit. I want to make more money, of course, so I can do more and help more people out and shit. But, like, me personally, I don't want to be that type of person. Oh, you going to make it to the point where you can't go outside, you can't go to no store and no shit like that? Because I know I'm leaving Ohio. I can't wait till I leave Ohio. I'm going to cry when I'm on that plane. I'm telling you, man, because I ain't never come back to this boring-ass place. I'm grateful for this place because this is where I need to be to grind to get out. So I'm grateful for what it is. So let me not disrespect it. You know, this is where I'm supposed to be. You know what I mean? So let me stop doing that. But, for example, like where I've been at, I went on a fucking little boat cruise. Well, it's not even a cruise. It's like a little boat trip. It's called the Good Times, downtown Cleveland. They take you around downtown and shit like that. I was afraid of being on boats. I was like, man, I'll never get on no boat, no yacht or no shit like that. Or no cruise boat and no shit. I tried it out, man. I love that shit. So I'm looking like I'm off Monday through Thursday every week. I took the weekend shift. So I work 12 hours. I work 10:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. My whole day is at work. So, but I always thought like, bro, I'd rather work the weekend shift, work these 3 days, and I had a whole week off to do whatever the fuck I want to do. Because that's when I can start grinding towards what I really want to get done. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to work Monday through Friday. Hell no. I do not want to do no shit like that no more. After me doing Instacart, I was like, I got to work the shortest shift possible, but not do, but don't be part-time because you want the benefits and shit. So, yeah, man, I picked the right shift. Every Friday, I get kind of mad because I do like an overview of what I did throughout my week. And if I haven't really worked towards my other channel, if I haven't did nothing productive in my, whether it's podcast, record a video, whatever the case may be, I kind of be mad because I'm like, damn, I'm putting most of my work energy into this bullshit ass job. Even though I got to stop thinking like that because all this shit is the ingredients that I need to get out of the situation. So I can't look down on it because this is how it's set up for me. But I just know I can't work no job for the rest of my life, bro. I be getting aggravated. The first 6 months to a year is all good. But then after that shit, I'm like, man, fuck this place and fuck all y'all. Like, I'm a busybody. I got to keep moving. I got to keep going. I can't sit still. Like, let's just say I had a girl, we was late, we got kids and shit, right? And I decided to live a 9-to-5 route. I would try to find a girl, like, hey, we could do this work-life shift, but we got to switch up every 5 years. Like, you find a job, I find a job that we fuck with, we do it for 5 years, we switch, do something else. And you know what I'm saying? Like, shit like that, you got to keep it. I don't like repetitiveness a lot. I don't like that shit a lot. I feel like life, you're supposed to be exploring, you're supposed to be doing shit, you're supposed to just travel. You know what I mean? I'm not saying do shit constantly, but like, say you want to take a break and you want to sit down for like a year, a couple years because you've been moving too much. Then take a couple years off. Take 3 years if you need to. But stay in the exact same rhythms, exact same job, exact same lifestyle. You know your next 3-4 days and you already mad before the days even happen. That's bad scheduling. That's bad life. See, now just imagine if you're doing what you want to do and you got a schedule like, okay, I know I'm doing, like, say I got my own business, so I'm doing my YouTube. I know Wednesday I got to play this game. I'm excited for Friday because I want to play that. I want to do that story. Or I got to go over here. I'm going to travel to make this vlog video. You know what I'm saying? This shit is fun. Like, your schedule in your life, it can be repetitive, but it has to be in shit that you really want to do. A lot of times, this fucking system in America, man, fuck. Oh, man, I'm just not a fan of America, bro. I study so many different countries and so many different lifestyles. People travel and look at different people's lives and shit. Like, it's way more to America, bro. It's way more outside of America, but people are so, including myself right now, we're so just comfortable and we don't know no better because we ain't learned no other shit. I study it, so that's why I'm always looking like, man, I'm fortunate because after this month in August, I ain't about to tell too much business. I'm cool. I'm going to be better off after August, and then next year is going to be a big change. That's all I'm going to say. But I'm excited for this shit because now I can actually start making moves. Like, just to keep it real, I'm 27, about to turn 28, and on the 27th this month, I'm just now budgeting my money. I'm just now taking a book. I got multiple books, and I just document every single dollar that I have has a name on it now. But in reality, especially you're doing the shit by yourself, you got weaknesses and strengths. My weaknesses, sometimes my discipline be fucked up. You know, like I have a love for food and shit. I love going out to eat and shit like that. So my budget might be real good, but then I might fuck around and break my budget by just doing some extra shit. You know, so I have to gain discipline within the budget that I created so I can then start putting it to where it needs to be. That's called progression. You know what I'm saying? I ain't fucking perfect. I ain't never going to be perfect. You know what I mean? But I'm just honest. I'm just being real. So I'm talking about I want to build an empire, all that shit. That shit takes time. I already know. Like I said, YouTube is my stepping stone. I have so many ideas I want to release and pump out. So getting to that point, it takes time. Everybody's successful. For example, everybody who I look up, I just study and shit. They'll say, once you start a business, don't expect no money after all the hard work and sleepless night. You ain't going to get no money, no revenue money within 10 years. Minimum, guaranteed, for the most part. If you really want to have a good, successful, long-lasting business, you got to put in 10 years of work just so you can fully understand the business that you're in, the ins and outs and shit like that, and then you can start getting revenue and your money so you can start seeing your own money. 10 years minimum. Every single one say that shit. They say 5 to 10 years. YouTube is damn near the same thing. But a lot of time, YouTube be like, you only need 2 years of hard work depending on what niche you in, how popular it is, your personality. If YouTube sees potential in you, YouTube sees the potential. They saw the potential in me when I started to do the niche. So they said, I can make money off this person. So I'm going to boost them up. So I'm going to give them what they need because they going to get some money, but we getting more out the bargain. I'm cool with that. Give me the crumbs. I can use the crumbs so I can create my own loaf. Once I start getting crumbs, I start getting all this shit, clothing line coming. Got the Patreon coming. Got the Discord coming. I got my gaming channel. So, hey, we can play games. We can do this together. I'm not sitting on my ass bullshitting. I'm getting shit prepared. So when I get motion, I'm going to maintain it. Y'all do not know how many people have so many followers, so much potential, so much fucking opportunity, but they ain't study. They didn't prepare. They didn't practice. They ain't do shit. And they lost it. And now they back to square one. Ain't no bad thing. That's just reality. It's just like if you had a business, but you ain't studied the business and then you fuck up. So now you got to start over again. That's just what happens with this lifestyle. You don't see that in a 9-to-5 world. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, for me, I'm a firm believer that when the robots shit come, a lot of this shit going to get wiped, right? So if you don't have a personality, you got to find out something. You got to sell something. You got to have a secondary income. I don't know how our parents did it. Well, I do know how our parents did it because it was cheaper to live back in the day. Now it's way more expensive. You know what I'm saying? Fortunately, I live in Ohio, so I can afford me a 1-bedroom, 1-bath still to this day right now. With what I'm making, and I'm happy about that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm cool. That's in the future. So once I get my little man cave, my little dungeon or whatever, it ain't no creepy shit, relax. It's just like my work area or whatever. I can just go crazy. I can just like grind. I ain't worried about nobody. I'm cool. It's just my own shit. I'm cool. You know what I mean? So I'm just preparing for that. Laying low. I don't really got that much to talk about. I could have recorded me going on the cruise and shit on T-Black Entertainment, but I'm like, bro, like, this is my shit, man. Like, this is my own personal life, man. I want to have my moments to myself, in a sense. Sometimes, not everything need to be recorded, not everything need to be said. Like, you get certain information, that's only for you. That's meant for you only. You know what I'm saying? I've learned to just shut the fuck up and stop talking to people, because people gonna look at you crazy. You know? People be delusional in their own world. Hey, I ain't knocking you, but I just leave motherfuckers up, fuck them, leave them alone, man. Just leave them alone. So, just me learning that, me learning just to, you know, stay in my lane. Don't be in a rush for no validation from no fucking YouTube in the moment. Once you got some shit to produce, you got some valuable shit, you confident behind it, Then you go try to work hard to get yourself known with the Instagram and the TikTok, the Facebook, you make your page, you promote and all that shit. Right now, I'm just building a resume. I'm doing this shit, to me personally, the right way. The second go around, I'm doing it the right way because I'm doing it with nobody watching me. And I love that shit. It feels so good, me recording, looking at it, editing it, and then just dropping it, and I'm just watching it. And I just like it. I fuck with it now. Because I'm cool with that notoriety shit, man. Like, I know in the future, once I get known, it's going to be, I'm going to miss these days. I hope I'm wrong in this. I hope I'm wrong. I want to get the money from doing shit, but I just don't want to get known. Oh, man, I love being quiet, low-key. But that's probably not meant for me in this journey, you know what I mean? In this particular life pattern. So, behind the scenes, man, I just been chilling. Like, I don't think this one's going to be a long-ass podcast. I don't really have that much to talk about, for real. Like, I just been minding my business. Yeah, why I look so young? Because, shit, I ain't bothered by nobody, man. I mind my fucking business. I ain't dealing with a lot of folks. I know I'm a valuable person, so if you ain't really a high-quality type of person, I ain't dealing with you. A lot of people that's not really high-quality, I feel like I got to help them in a sense. Like, if you come around me, a lot of times people ask me questions. People feel comfortable because when I look a certain way, I had to learn this. I had to learn to have an aura of leave me the fuck alone because I had a very welcoming energy. I have a very welcoming, like, anybody can come talk to me and I got you. I help you. I give you some of my energy because, like, I've learned that people like me, we have infinite light. So if a motherfucker take some light from you, it might hurt for the moment, but you can just sit to yourself in a room for about a day or 2 days and recoup all that light times 10 because you're a chosen one. You like a light worker. You know what I'm saying? So I used to be like, oh, man, I'll help out. I'll look out. And I feel like once I get known again, I'm going to go back to them ways and shit. That's why I'm just like, man, I already know I'm going to deal with some fucked up people, man. And it's going to aggravate the fuck out of me. But I learned already that you're going to deal with that. That's the good and that's the bad. That's the good and bad in this lifestyle, you know. I'm just so used to being low-key. I'm in Ohio, bro. Like, I'm in the surrounding cities of Cleveland. Ain't nothing going on here, bro. Most people's shoes be slides. People would just be chilling. Like, it's not a place where you can go. It's no that many kick it spots, like chill spots and shit like that. I'm not a club bar type of dude. Like I told you, I want to go skydiving. I want to go snowboard, all that shit. I want to like learn new skills and shit. I want to do all type of shit. I want to have fun in my life and have memories and journeys and shit. I don't want to do no basic bullshit like that. So, I mean, there's helicopter rides that I'm seeing. That's like $140 or some shit like that a person. But, you know, I'm just looking at shit like that. Like, I went on, recently, it was like a boat cruise, whatever. It's called the Good Time, Good Time 3. It just take you around downtown Cleveland and shit. I just wanted to get in on the water because, since I said I work Friday through Sunday, 10:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m., so I'm basically at work all day for the weekend, but Monday through Thursday, every week, I'm off. So I'm looking like, damn, wait a minute. There's 3-day trips. There's 4-day trips. Like, cruises to, like, out the country and shit. Like, you can go to the Bahamas. You can go over. You can go multiple places on cruises and shit. That's the best way to go to places outside the country if you don't know where to go, because you're going with a group of people, and then you can just buy the excursion. They'll take you to, like, the tourist spots, and then you can walk around and see what places that you like. So when you go back home, and like, I want to go to the Bahamas over here. I went to the excursion. I know this bar over here look good. I'll go do that. See, it's different going to a bar in a place you don't know. You don't know. Like, I'm from here. I'm from Cleveland. I'm from Bedford, Ohio. But, you know, I'm just around the surrounding areas. And, man, fuck all this shit, bro. I've been here all my life, man. I'm tired of being here. People stay in their hometown because it's comfortable. People don't leave their area code. And that's like a sickness, bro. If my family been here all my life, nigga, I do not want to be nowhere near these motherfuckers. Hey, y'all build y'all roots here. I'm going to go somewhere else and expand the family name. And I'm not about to stay in no spot like this. People personalities don't fit. My personality don't fit Ohio. Like, I'm going to say, I'm too much of a, how can I explain this? It's going to sound arrogant as fuck. It's going to sound arrogant as fuck, but whatever. It's like, just imagine God sitting inside a cubicle. And nobody can see him because he in the cubicle. But if he stand up and walk outside and walk around, people will know this guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I'm in a cubicle. So that's why it's like, when I go different places and shit, first of all, go on the internet, that's why I feel like YouTube see me and they see that I can be a potential. That's why they gave me the opportunity. So now when I go back to them, I want to show the consistency. I want to show that, hey, I got you. Like, show me the algorithm now. I'm prepared now. I didn't bump my head multiple times. Y'all didn't seen it already. You know what I'm saying? So when I get it, when I get on again, I won't fuck up or I won't stop again just because I wasn't ready for it. And just preparing myself for a new life, man. Behind the scenes, being happy. Can't wait till I find more people, like-minded people. People that's willing to grind. We don't got to be on the same type of journey, though. You don't got to be on YouTube to fuck with me. You got to be on some creative shit if you want to create. Like, I'm a deep-talking motherfucker. I don't like small talk that much. When I'm at work, I get aggravated sometimes. But with my coworker, I'm used to my coworker. Everybody else, though, if I see on Friday, I only see them on Friday. Sometimes I just shut the hell up. Some people I'm cool with. Some people I'm like, I talk to, but I don't really, like, my energy is very precious. Like, I don't want to give my energy to motherfuckers no more. You know what I'm saying? Because unless I'm really willing to help motherfuckers and shit, I like to keep to myself. Pardon me, I'm burping behind the scenes. My fault. But, you know, you got to know how to love yourself and reserve yourself, man. Not everybody deserves to have your energy and shit, you know? I'm not saying these are bad people. It's just like, sometimes I feel like talking, sometimes I don't feel like talking. And I'm not a type of, I'm not a, how can I explain it? People are masking themselves, them true selves, when they go to work. So if they don't feel like going to work, they go to work and they have that mask on, like I'm perfectly fine and shit like that. I don't do that. Fun fact, I get the fuck going. That's why I do that. Like, I'll be at a job for a year, 2 years and get ghost. Because I go to somewhere else with a better opportunity, or if it's a dollar more, or if it's whatever the case may be. That's when I was on my fucking bumping my head journey. See, now, I'm still not learning how to put that mask on because I'm not doing that shit. I'm gonna be respectful. I'm like I said, I just shut up. And it's so crazy to me because this is how you know I'm a light. Well, this is how I know I'm a light. When I talk, everybody happy, they laughing and shit. When I shut the fuck up, people wondering why am I talking? Like, what's wrong with him? Why ain't he talking no more? Something wrong? Why he switching up? He got attitude or something? Like, why he ain't talking no more? People worrying about what the fuck I'm doing. I'm minding my business. I can't, this is what I'm saying, bro. Like, and these grown ass men. I'm like, man, bro, ain't no way in fuck. Get me the fuck out of here, man. Ain't no way no grown ass man talking to the other man wondering why I ain't talking. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, man, I'm about ready to strangle these folks in here, man. Get me the fuck out of here. But hey, this constantly happens because I'm not supposed to be in these rooms. So this is the battery that will always be in my back no matter where I go. Hey, you know you ain't gonna fucking enjoy this shit. Work when you off to get the fuck out of here. So that's why I'm mainly focused on shutting the fuck up. What do I need to do? Like, what do I need to do? What's happening? Prepare myself. Let's get a budget going so when the money start coming in, I won't just fucking fall on my head because I ain't put the proper preparation in. The 5 P's, I said it before. Proper preparation prevents poor performance. So I'm just getting my shit right behind the scenes. I'm not talking, explaining everybody step by step and shit. Like, I'm not about to do that shit no more, man. Hey, look. If you know my T-Back Entertainment channel and you want to unsubscribe, please do. I don't give a fuck if that shit go to zero. I don't care because I'm not consistent. So I'm not expecting people to join and be a part of my inconsistent phase. I don't expect y'all to be a part of that. That's my own journey I was supposed to do behind the scenes with most YouTubers do. But I was like, man, let me see if I can just explain people like, hey, if you want to try to do it, this is what's going to have to happen. This is what usually what happens with most YouTubers. They start, they stop, they get conflicted. They go back to their regular life because it's overwhelming. And then all this shit happening and this and the, whatever. Which is real. Most motherfuckers stop because life get too hectic. And then they get writer's block and they don't have no help. They don't got no like-minded people to bounce ideas off with. So, of course, they get stuck. So, and they don't do shit. Their life boring as fuck. So they don't get motivation by shit. So they just stay in that stuck position because, like I said, they don't got no help. That happens to a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Or they fuck around and get kids. And now they're like, fuck, I can't even really worry about this shit no more because I got kids now. It's bigger than me. I got to focus on my kids. I got to stay at this job. And, you know, some people, you can do it. But some people just be like, I just got to stay at this job. Stay consistent. Do go with what works. And fuck it. It is what it is. That's not me. That's why I'm making sure, bro. Get married. Make sure you find a girl that's compatible with you. Not just somebody that's convenient. A lot of y'all motherfuckers is dating and marrying and fucking on convenient people. And y'all getting lives with convenient motherfuckers. So when shit get rough, what you get rough in every relationship, not just once, multiple times, are y'all tough enough and are y'all compatible enough to stick it out? Because you can be dealing with 20 motherfuckers and then you get that one motherfucker, that 21st, like you dealing with 20 convenient girls. You get that 21st girl and she just a little bit better than the others. Like she made me feel a little bit better and shit like that. but she just convenient. You ain't really putting that much attention to her. You just like chilling, going out on dates, y'all laughing, having a good time, fucking. And you like, man, this girl made me feel better than all the other 20 girls. Shit, I might just start a family with her and fuck it. You know, just deal with it. She make me feel good for the moment, being convenient. Yeah, you have a family. Boom, 5, 10 years down the line, kid. And shit started to get rough. Everybody doing their own thing, life changing them and shit. And now y'all not compatible. Y'all not no partner. Y'all just like together because it was convenient at the time. And hey, now y'all break up. Now the kid gonna have a different parent household. And then the whole cycle begins, happens again. It always happened. Because, we went through our first heartache and whatever together or whatever. Or he cheated or some shit like that. Or she cheated or whatever. And fuck it. I just broke up. I don't tolerate that shit. If you would have been compatible with one another, that shit would have been different. They would have understood that, you know. I ain't about to get into relationships. That can be way deeper than that. But I'm just saying this. A lot of people be with people because it's convenient at the time instead of being compatible with them. That's all. That's all I'm saying. I'm trying to find a girl I'm compatible with. I'm going to be completely honest. I already know that I'm leaving this place. So if I don't find a girl in the type of time trying to leave, trying to get the fuck out of here, there's no need. It's no need. And plus, I need to get on my feet. If a girl meet me right now, and she want to know what my 5-year, 10-year plan, I would say it. I can say it. I can say my 5-year plan for sure. I can say what I'm starting and what I'm struggling in, but I know once I get it together, I'm good. You know, so I'm a man with a plan. I got my purpose. I'm God-fearing. I'm allowing God to lead me. All that. I found out the word Gaia, G-A-I-A. Type in G-A-I-A meaning in Google. I would name my daughter that. I would let her name, when I get a daughter, or if I get a daughter, I hope I get a daughter, I would let her name her Gaia. G-A-I-A. Just look it up. God and Gaia. That's just my belief. You know, I like shit like that. You know, I would like to get tattooed that shit. Like, footprints in the sand. I would like to get that tattoo. The Ankh. That's the real cross. I would like to get that tattoo. You know, shit like that. But, you know, just behind the scenes, like, overall, bro, how long is it? 20 minutes? It's going to be a short one. I don't got that much to say. I'm just at peace with myself. I've learned to reserve my happiness within me to the point where I have an exterior where it leave me the fuck alone. And I love that I have that shit because not everybody deserves your happiness anymore. Even though I have unlimited, I just need to get the fuck out of here, man. I just got to go. I got to get my own space so I can grind and shine. That's all it is. Because when I was by myself before, I was progressing. I was moving. I caught COVID. I had to go take steps backwards. But I took 2 steps back, and me finally realizing now after them 2 steps back, I'm taking 5 steps forward. So I needed to take them 2 steps back. I didn't know that at the time. I was just pissed. Like I was making sure I was clean. I still got COVID. What the fuck happened? Like I was moving. Hey, I was moving. I had to learn that specific shit. So now I took the two steps back. Now I'm ready to make my 5 steps forward within the next year and then the year after that. So things are working out in my favor, man. Like I said, this is why once you give your life back to God and believe that and have faith in shit and you don't overreact and don't be like frustrated or panicking about shit and you really believe in God and divine timing and shit and you moving towards what you really want to move towards, God gonna provide it for you, especially if it's doing for the good deed in the earth. I'm not doing this shit to be selfish. Look, realistically, what I would want by myself, happiness, with my first thought, bro, find you some money. Get you some money doing something you enjoy. Find you a girl that you're compatible with. Start a big-ass family that you can afford and have a good life. That's my whole thing. This being successful, traveling and all that shit, this just came when I started going, when I allowed God back in my mind because I had a big aura. I didn't think about the God in the cubicle shit. I asked him in my quote, like when I was meditating and shit, I just heard that quote. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? God in the cubicle. And I was like, that reminds me of how I feel when I'm in my fucking, when I'm at work. Like everybody be in cahoots and I just be like, I'm bigger than this place. Like my personality, my aura, all that shit. I'm bigger than this place. But I know that now. And that was just a confirmation. So it's just shit like that be happening to me. That's only meant for me to understand. I can say it out loud, but if you're looking at it like you confused, it ain't meant for you to understand. You know, this is my own personal life, my own progression and shit. I can't wait till I find a girl I'm compatible with. Because immediately, because I want to just... I'm a family man. I'm a family man. Everybody, fellas that know what I'm talking about know that, like, if you really on your purpose, on your grind, you need a stable base. You know, you got to make the base stable first, and then a woman can come in to secure it, you know. So that's why I'm budgeting my money. I'm getting my shit together. I want to travel, go to a place where I can feel good at. You know what I'm saying? I want to get the fuck out of here. It's just a lot of shit I got to get done. And I, like I said, I'm not tripping on my progress at all. People might be overreacting about my progress more than me, because people want to see me. I'm me. Shit, I don't got to record nothing to see me. Shit, I'm me. I live myself. So, you know, people like my energy. People fuck with my energy. And I understand it. So it's like I'm teasing motherfuckers. Like, I drop some shit and then I just leave. Shit, I don't think nothing of it. It's just me doing what the fuck comes to my brain. You know what I'm saying? So, and I was like, I done got to a point in my life where I'm like, bro, fuck all that going back and forth, start and stop. And just figure this shit out, man. You know, set you a plan. You understand your discipline is weak in certain areas. So get yourself some time to get your shit in order. Get your money right. I ain't about to say whatever, but, you know, you about to be good soon. And then after that, get right. So next year, you could be even better to do some shit. So it's like, I'm getting my shit together, man. I'm 27 years old. Turning 28 on the 27th of August. You know, I don't really celebrate birthdays like that. I don't really give a fuck about birthdays. I mean, I understand if you want to celebrate birthdays every decade, but having a birthday every year, especially if you're not happy in your life, what the fuck is you? Like, motherfucker, oh, I'm going to be happy as fuck for this day and then go back to my miserable life. Right, the next day, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, bro, my goal is to be happy every single day, bro. And just like on my birthday, I can reflect on how hard I worked throughout the year or whatever, or some shit like that. I look at birthdays different. Like, you don't gotta tell me happy birthday and all shit. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, if a motherfucker, God in the cubicle, bro, God in the cubicle. I don't give a fuck about this basic mind. See, I'm gonna start talking shit. I don't mean it that way. Like, it's just how America's set up, and I watch other countries and I watch other cultures, and I see how authentic they are and how zoo-like we are based off other countries and other cultures and shit. Like, it's not built by us. It's built by how this government and how the society set the shit up. Who gives a fuck about Christmas, Thanksgiving, all these other holidays that they created? It's not even a like, other cultures, they'll have family-built holidays. They'll have, like, certain things based off their family culture, based off, what, you know, certain things that happen within them. We don't do shit like that in America. Like, we just follow what the fuck the blueprint is. Like, here's a piece of paper. Here's what we celebrate. Here's what's going on. This is what you do here. And you don't break the rules. Do what we say. I'm looking like, man, what the fuck? I'm my own human, bro. Fuck these rules and shit. Like, but, hey, you can't change America. You can leave that motherfucker, though. And you can just, that's all I'm saying. I'm just minding my business, staying to myself. I'm being quiet behind the scenes. Y'all might see, it's been 3 months since you ain't posted a video. I've been posting a video like every week on my other channel. I'm getting my shit together, so when I want to present myself, I got a whole bunch of shit on my resume, on my channel. You know what I'm saying? I'm working the kinks, so I'm getting my shit together. I don't even got no camera and shit like that. I'm just recording with the regular shit. I'm excited. I enjoy doing it, you know? So this is just going to be, the title of this is going to be what's happening behind the scenes, and overview of this, man. I'm happy to myself. I can't wait till I get my own spot so I can really grind like crazy. You know, I do want to start doing these 3-4 day cruises when I start getting my money together, just to experience and see where I want to go when I get my, or get a passport. I can get a passport anytime. I can get a passport anytime. I should be bullshitting for us. So that's on me. I'll be focused on other shit. Like, I want to get clothes. I'm getting clothes, shoes and shit. Cause like I said, when I was homeless, bro, what I mean by homeless is going place to place to place, not sleeping outside and shit or in the car. I had one little white basket filled with like 7-8 pieces of clothing. And there was no clothes. I didn't buy no clothes ever since. I got a little bit of pieces there now and then, bought like 3 pairs of shoes. But I want to fill my closet up with some shit. You know what I'm saying? So it takes time, bro. It takes time. But I'm excited about my journey, my progression towards my life. It will always be. And I'm happy as fuck, man. I'm happy as shit. And I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of my journey, bro. I'm proud that I stayed disciplined on certain things. I didn't fall for the trap where most people. Like I said, overview of how I feel, where I'm at now, God in the cubicle. That might be the name, God in the cubicle. Yeah, that's going to be the name, fuck it, God in the cubicle. But that's how I'm feeling in Ohio, man, in Cleveland, in the surrounding cities of Cleveland, bro. It's like I've been here all my life. I know what's around here. I've been downtown multiple times and shit. The shit is just basic to me now. Everybody here is just comfortable. They're okay with living this life. I'm not okay with living this life. I need to get the fuck out of here and meet like-minded people so I can grow the way I need to grow, the way I'm feeling. You know what I'm saying? Because the more I grow, the more I can help as many people as I possibly can, because a lot of people in this world are fucked up and I'm perfectly fine. So, nah, not perfectly fine means everything's okay. It's I'm perfectly okay with managing my energy. I know what's wrong with me, how to solve it, and I know where to go to get help. And a lot of people don't know where to start. You know what I'm saying? So, and I do. So it's like help as many people as I possibly can. And once I get to that point in my life, then I can start doing it. But right now I'm focused on getting my life in order, getting my budget together, my money, and get my spot so I can grind and get my YouTube together. Go out, meet people, find a girl, and start a family and all that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mid-30s is going to be great for me. Mid-30s is going to be great. Most motherfuckers did this shit in their early 20s, and they regretting it now because they're like 30. They're like, man, I should have started now in my 30s. I shouldn't have. Hey, that's y'all. Do y'all thing. Learn from your lessons. Ain't a mistake. Do your thing. You know what I'm saying? You still got time to live once your kids get grown, but, you know, dug it out right now. Try to do it on the side as much as you possibly can, but, you know, all because I chose to do it differently than y'all don't mean I'm better than you. I'm just doing it differently, so. That's all I really want to say. I'm doing good behind the scenes. I'm minding my business. I'm working, but you just can't find me. And I'm going to talk to y'all. I want to talk to y'all, man. Thank y'all for listening. Hope you have a good day. Hope you have a good night. And stay blessed.